And please. Okay, good morning everybody. Lovely to see so many old faces, young faces and new faces. Welcome everybody. And look, we have a room with a view for once. We normally have no windows. Okay, good morning everyone and welcome. So let me just run through a few pieces of information for you. As always, we have a packed and busy program for our meeting over the next 2 days. So I'd encourage everyone as best as you can to come back promptly where appropriate, please. We have an attendance list that will be circulating shortly. It's very important that we keep track of how many people come to the CCNSO, whether you're a CCNSO member or not. And as you may know, if you've been here for a while, the numbers have been steadily growing, which is absolutely great. We also have some plastic cards that we're going to try for an experiment, and I need you to let me know whether they work or not. So we are going to circulate some cards to one per registry, I'm afraid. And when we have a session where we're looking for some feedback from you, or maybe a presenter is asking a question, you green for yes, red for no, and a funny shade of orange if you're not sure, okay? So that's the idea. We're going to try that experiment because particularly sometimes where everyone in the room is quiet and nobody wants to say anything, it's quite difficult for us to know the mood of the room, whether an item is of interest or how you feel about an issue. So we're going to try that experiment. Bear with me, and I hope that it will help our work. So this morning we're going to start with the latest from the Finance Working Group, and I'd invite Byron to join me up now. Then we have, after that, a bit of a trek for our engagement with the meeting with the ICAM board. So I'll give you some directions on that nearer the time. After the meeting with the ICAM board, we go to a coffee break. And then in quick succession after that, the IANA update, the IGF update, the SSR update, etc., up until lunch. So I hope that you'll enjoy a varied and packed program we have for you today. And Byron, if you'd like to start.
Good morning, everyone. So the primary purpose today is to discuss the results of the Finance Working Group survey that we conducted over approximately 60 days beginning in the middle of December. We had quite a good turnout, or quite a good response rate. We had over 55 TLDs fill out the complete survey, and for those of you who did, you'll know it was a fairly robust survey. It took some time and typically took a bit of research. It wasn't something that was often just answered off the top of your head. So first off, I'd like to say thank you to all of those who took the time to participate, because the data is quite rich as a result and quite fulsome. I just want to start off with a couple of comments. Like any good piece of research, I want to have the provisos and the assumptions and the exclusions and all of those things up front. As most of us know, there are 255 TLDs in the IANA database, and we have Kim here, so he'll probably call me out if I'm off by any, but that's the total number. There are 126 CCs participating in the CCNSO, and 55 filled out the survey. So the response rate was quite fulsome and certainly gives us good guidance on what's happening in our community from a financial participation perspective. That said, and this is important, there is some bias in the survey, and I don't use that in a negative term, I just mean there is some bias because it's a self-selected group. In other words, people voluntarily participated as opposed to it being a randomized piece of research, much like we would think about in typical political polling. So you have to appreciate what that says, because it's certainly statistically significant for those who participated, and it gives us good guidance on what's happening in the community, but you would want to be careful in extrapolating it to all CCs. But, you know, given there's 126 of us here, if they were all CCNSO members, that would be 43%, so it's a pretty high ratio of those who participated. I want to go through the survey results. We just received them, and as the Finance Working Group have only had one relatively brief meeting to discuss them. So we're sharing the results with you, though we've had little soak time as a working group, but I thought it was important to get the results out there. So I don't intend to do a page flip and deep dive on every single slide here, but to do a walkthrough and give people a sense of the data and the information we culled, and as a result, the observations. So the objectives were fairly clear: to gather some insights on the nature of contributions, both hard financial as well as other, that the CC community is making into the ICANN ecosystem. Also, of course, the Finance Working Group's objective is to look at the contribution models and the expenses that ICANN believes are incurred on our behalf, and to try to bring those three discrete elements together in some meaningful way to update the contribution methodology and probably actual dollars vis-a-vis what we do today. I've talked a little bit about how many CCs are in the root zone already. I would like to take a second just to acknowledge the staff who reached out and found every single CCTLD operator, individual emails, and made sure that this got to all of those people, which was no small task, actually. So thank you very much for that. I think it's important to know and note what ICANN perceives they're delivering to us, and interestingly, what started to get teased out of the survey, what we believe we're receiving. And right there, there's an interesting potential divergence that warrants some further examination. So ICANN services that are attributed to the CCTLDs are on the screen, but certainly IANA, of course, is first and foremost. Local presence in regions, engagement with CCTLDs, supporting regional organizations. And I think that's another important point to note. Many of us contribute in a very meaningful way to our regional organizations. That isn't actually captured in this survey. The survey was really about what do CCs contribute into ICANN specifically. But as many of you know, you contribute mightily into the regional organizations, which are still part of the ICANN ecosystem. Also, ICANN speaks to the notion of policy work, secretariat support, was the IDNCC TLD fast track. And the biggest number of all is the allocation of overhead costs. The CC community, at least in terms of what we saw in the survey, sees something somewhat different. CCs really believe that they run their own shop. Fundamentally, we don't use the ICANN policy machine per se, because we develop our own policies for our local market. We manage our own compliance environment, set our own compliance environment, manage our own registrar channels typically, and in general run our own who is and the policy environment around who is. So there's an interesting divergence of what ICANN perceives it's delivering versus what we as a community believe we want or are getting. This, I think, is one of the most important slides, this and the following one, in the sense of what are we actually using? And you can see it falls off pretty dramatically. And again, we're not going to go through a line by line here, but what we really see is there are two or three core services that the vast majority of CCs believe that they're using in a meaningful way. IANA, of course, being the number one, far and away, but then also information, updates, policy, newsletters, that type of thing. We are consumers of those as a group. And delegation, redelegation. After you get past those three, it falls off pretty steeply, as the graph indicates. This fleshes out, this is the same graph, but fleshed out a little differently in that it gives you a sense of those same expense items or activity items, but broken down by registry size, under 100,000 domains under management, 100,000 to 1 million, and 1 million plus. So not surprisingly, it's relatively consistent with that, but there are certainly some discrepancies here and there. One of the general findings is that the CCs that use the least amount of ICANN services make the largest financial contributions. This breaks it down in a little further detail. I'm sure most or all of us are familiar with the contribution table that ICANN posts publicly, which lists all of the CCTLDs and their individual contributions. This simply takes data like that and repackages it to look at the mean and the median, and also by registry size. This particular one also looks at, is there a formal agreement in place, or is it strictly a voluntary contribution? One of the things that I want to make note of here, as I preface this whole discussion with, we're really just starting to dig into the data, and given that the survey was voluntary and people contributed their own information, there was some discussion about what is a formal contribution, because many of us have framework agreements, MOUs, exchange of letters, some have formal contracts. So we need to fine-tune exactly the language here, but I think it does start to highlight another interesting trend. This gives some perspective on age versus age of, number of years of contributions versus size of registry, and probably not surprisingly, the longer the registry has been around in this environment, typically the larger they are. But it just does start to break it down a little bit in terms of providing financial support to ICANN. We also tried to get a better sense of, yes, there is the hard financial contribution that many of us make, where we just simply write a check to ICANN on a voluntary basis, but then this community contributes to the ICANN ecosystem in many different ways, and many ways that cost us significant sums of money. And if we're going to look at how we contribute to ICANN, it was important, that I think, to have a fairly fulsome look at what that meant. And here's where we started to dig into some of the other elements of contribution. And this is frequency of travel, which has its own hard costs, but also is indicative of the level of participation and contribution into all things ICANN. And you can see that there's a significant number of us who are very regular participants. We're here for all three meetings. And certainly the majority of us are here for at least two or three. And as we all know, it's a week of our time. We fly all over the world. It's a non-trivial endeavor in terms of time and money to participate here. This was also, again, this is all self-reported data, but this speaks to how many hours does one individual in your organization, and again, that's an important qualifier, because many of us bring a number of people to these events or have a number of people covering it, that the average person is spending 143 hours covering ICANN activities. So depending on how much you work, that might be 3 or 4 weeks a year, maybe 2 weeks a year, but let's say at least 3 weeks a year dedicated to covering ICANN-related activities. We also looked at how much effort are we spending contributing into the ICANN process, and certainly the majority of us are active in making contributions and participating in terms of public comment and activities like that. This is where we look at sponsoring meals and events at ICANN meetings. So again, this gets to the nature of what is contribution to ICANN. We write a check for our voluntary contribution, but we also contribute financially in a number of other ways. And this simply looked at how many of us are actually sponsoring meals or other events in the ICANN fold, something that would certainly not be captured in the ICANN reporting of contributions. And you can see that, again, the majority of us are doing it in some way, shape, or form, one meeting or so. I think another important element here that is not really captured anywhere but is a significant contribution into the ICANN ecosystem, and one that does not get reported, is the incidence of each of us as CCs hosting an ICANN meeting. And you can see that within the respondent group, there was a very high incidence of having sponsored a meeting somewhere along the 43 meeting path. In terms of average expenditure, it's certainly, as you can see from the numbers on the screen, a non-trivial endeavor. Those with agreements of various stripes, on average, and this is important to note, on average are spending $274,000 in terms of their commitment to a meeting, and this is hard cash costs, not other resources, soft or human resources. And those without agreements are spending on average $119,000. And I can tell you, somebody who's in the thick of planning and spending money on hosting a meeting, the Toronto meeting, it is a non-trivial endeavor, and certainly we can all see here what Costa Rica has done or .cr has done, and it's a very significant expense that happens three times a year that typically the CCs are covering in a meaningful way. Again, something not captured in the ICANN reporting. This is just fleshes out the detail a little more, but you can see there are certainly CCs who are spending up over $300,000 per meeting as well, well over $300,000. So as we looked at the data, finding number two, and again, I do want to preface it with the Finance Working Group has only just received the data, so we really haven't had soak time with it and the opportunity to really unpack all of the threads within the data. But based on that proviso, the financial contribution of CCTLDs is independent of a formal arrangement between ICANN and the CCTLD. And I think that is an important factor here. Or in statistical terms, we don't see a correlation between the financial contribution of the CCTLD and any formal arrangement. In other words, the voluntary method still works quite well. Whether or not you have some formal document in place with ICANN, we're still contributing in a very meaningful way, regardless of the instrument used or no instrument. And I think that's a very important finding, more as we discuss the models as opposed to the hard financial side of it. Again, this just looks at the type of or the method used to financially support ICANN, whether we're doing it on a voluntary basis or have something much more formal in place. Those of us who, again, self-reported said it was a voluntary contribution, this just starts to break down the financial data. So the average contribution for those who do it voluntarily is $25,000. The average who have some form of agreement is $22,000. And I really don't think we can, I mean, I think this is interesting. I'm not sure we can take anything meaningful from it other than to say a range of instruments work well for us all and no one particular type of instrument is to the advantage of ICANN vis-a-vis the other, at least from a financial contribution standpoint. Given that many of us really set our own environments in our local constituencies and are, as part of many of our mandates, we contribute to the internet ecosystem in our own environments, at all as part of the multi-stakeholder model. Again, that's something not really captured by the ICANN contribution list, but I think it's important to note because there are certainly, while not the majority of us, there is a meaningful contribution financially on that front, which we'll get to in a minute. But this is really just a marker to also remind that we do play very active roles in the multi-stakeholder ecosystem in our own domestic environments. I think finding number three that we started to tease out in terms of threads that we pulled from the data is that the CCTLD financial contributions disclosed by ICANN are materially less than the actual contributions, both financial and non-financial, made by the CCTLD community. And as we have this discussion, I think that this will certainly be one of the important elements in this discussion. Again, this is the method of contribution, voluntary or not, and this gives the mean, but this is by method and breakdown. This is the average cost just to participate in a meeting. So again, in terms of our contributions, I think this is significant in that many of us are spending considerable dollars to support and be part of this ecosystem, with the average being approximately $18,000 per meeting. Now, again, that depends to a very great degree on how far away it is for you and how many people you're bringing to how many people you're bringing and committing to the ICANN process. This is the number of hours, again, skewed a slightly different way. And also highlighting that the majority of us actually do participate in a meaningful way into the various ICANN processes. And I think that's an important point to note. I mean, as we all know, there are passive participants in the ICANN arena, and then there are active participants. And while we need them both, and we hope to take passive ones and turn them into active ones, it's the active ones who are submitting responses and comments and providing feedback and input to ICANN. And clearly this community is very active on that front. This just breaks it down a little bit more in terms of numbers of comments. But the on average, at least 1.2 particular issues that we're commenting on in any given year, and certainly there are some of us who contribute or participate much more on that front. Again, looking at capacity building activities in our general in our domestic ecosystems, with the average spend on that being $17,000. So again, back to sponsoring the meetings. Just taking a look at that. In terms of sponsoring meals and events while at an ICANN meeting. And these were the general conclusions that we reached, summarized again. But really that those making the largest dollar contributions are actually taking the least number of services, and that the financial contributions made are independent of the type of arrangements. There's no relationship between the type of vehicle and the type of contribution. And also that the contributions disclosed by ICANN are materially less than the actual financial and non-financial contributions made by the CCTLD community into the ICANN process. So I think it's pretty clear, not only do we make the direct contributions, the one that ICANN publishes the list of, but we contribute in many different ways, both financial and non-financial. And I think that's probably the key element that we want to leave this community with and help inform the discussion. That said, you know, we do as a community make a hard financial contribution to ICANN of $1.4 million. And if we look at total revenues for ICANN, that is a relatively small proportion. So while I would posit that all of the contributions we're making are not really effectively being captured and are not really part of the dialogue and the discussion, which they should be, I think it also highlights the fact that we probably need to really take a look at, is that number, the hard contribution number, the $1.4 million one, appropriate or not? Are we paying our freight or not? And I would argue probably personally, at this point, we need to revisit that number. I think what we also see here and what was talked about in the finance working group, and again, not... we don't want to extrapolate the discussions in the finance working group, but one of the things we talked about is the general methodology that are we okay with those who are making the biggest contributions receiving the fewest services? And the general discussion, at least in the finance working group, which included some of those actors, was that that's fine. We're okay with that. Because as an ecosystem, that's part of what we need to do. We need to develop those who are maybe utilizing more of the services and at this particular juncture in time don't believe that they have the capacity to make larger direct financial contributions into ICANN. But that as a community, we were generally speaking okay with that model. And I think that's another important thread to tease out. So my goal was not to bury you in slides and facts and details, especially given that the finance working group hasn't had a lot of soak time with it yet, but really to have a conversation and to get input and feedback on what you've seen thus far, and if there's any questions or comments that can help further guide the finance working group as we chew through this data and really try to make sense of it. That said, also remember there are really three pieces to the work that we're doing. One is looking at the prospective models of contribution. I mean, we have one today, which is the banded voluntary contribution model, but there are other models, and we've looked at that and presented information on that in previous ICANN meetings. The second big piece of work was looking at how are we actually contributing, which is what we're doing right now. And then the third important element here is getting a better understanding of ICANN's expenses or ICANN's claimed expenses associated with the CC community. Those are the three big buckets of information, if you will. And our timeline was to come to some recommendation by the Toronto meeting, assuming those three buckets of information were full and we could look at this issue in the fulsome manner that those three elements would provide. We still await the ICANN financial information. I know we have a new ICANN CFO who I know has many issues on his plate, this being only one, and needless to say, of course, I'm sure the new GTLD issue is keeping him busy, as well as restructuring a team and a financial application. That said, we still await that piece of information, and we can't have the fulsome discussion on this issue until all three buckets of information are full. So that's where we are today. This is the information from the survey that hopefully has provided some good guidance for all of us and certainly given us much to think about. And the Finance Working Group will continue to wrestle with it over the intervening time between here and the next meeting as well. So are there any comments or questions? Too much financial talk too early in the morning?
I was wondering that.
It's Tuesday morning, 9 a.m.
Awful lot of information to take in there, Byron.
Do we have a mic for folks?
But I do see, fortunately, we have Xavier in the room, so maybe if I can give you pre-warning that it would be helpful to have an update on progress on the last bucket, as Byron so eloquently puts it. But in the first instance, any immediate questions or comments on Byron's material, please? Okay, I have Roloff, then Rennie, and I didn't see who it was at the back. Hello. Kieran. On average, three questions per session. Okay, back, Roloff.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to compliment the working group. I think it's an excellent piece of work, and there are definitely some surprises in it. A little loud. Okay. Have to do that again? You just want to be complimented twice, right? Okay.
I probably won't be able to hear you. Might need to say it a few times.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to compliment the Financial Working Group for this piece of work. I think it's excellent, and there are definitely some surprises in there. Just a few remarks. There it is. The CCTLD financial contributions disclosed by ICANN are materially less than the actual financial and non-financial. That I think you should leave out the and non-financial, because of course the financial contributions that ICANN states are less than the sum of the financial and the non-financial ones. Do you get my point? So you either rephrase it because it looks a bit strange to me now. And you have your overall conclusion, and I'm wondering if that pays tribute to the vast number of very interesting conclusions you have, because it's very generic, and it doesn't seem to contain any new information, while your real conclusions do. So I would be a bit I would be a bit scared that only this final conclusion gets across and everybody says, yeah, okay, we know that. We know that you pay more or you contribute more than just your financial contribution. I think they should focus on these ones and the ones you had before. And then I have one, well, it's a mixture between a question and a remark, where you said that within the working group you discussed the fact that those parties that use the least of ICANN services make the highest contributions, that those organizations are happy with that model.
I didn't say happy. I said accepting of that model.
They're accepting that model. I would from the side of SFN, I would like to make one remark, and that is, yes, we accept that model if it is really based on the capacity to contribute. We all know that there are also CCs that are very able to contribute and they don't. And I don't think that is a situation that we would like to have continued. Those are just my remarks. But for the rest, I think it's an excellent piece of work. Very useful.
Thank you for those remarks. And I agree. There, and I probably should have touched on it because it was in one of the slides. There are about 20% who pay nothing. So there is certainly a free rider syndrome that permeates the CC or the TLD community. Now, what we don't get to is the why on that 20%. But we know there is a free rider element here.
Yeah, because that's the other side. We saw in your graphs that some of the services are used by every CC registry.
And that's a good point to make.
Okay, thank you. Rennie, I think, was next.
Thank you. Rennie Fritchie, nominet.uk. I was interested to know what was the biggest surprise for the group when they got the information. And also, Byron, you said you had a very short time to digest this. What did you talk about the most in that meeting? What was the thing that generated warmth and energy? Because when we see it as a list, it's all very neat. But it's where the energy was, I would be interested to hear.
I think probably what generated the most surprise, even though we generally knew it, was how many dollars worth, hard dollars worth of contributions we were making outside the pure financial contribution, and the level of materiality, at least the level of materiality vis-a-vis the financial contribution that's being made, which is captured nowhere in this discussion. And when you actually put it down on paper, it's a surprisingly large number. So that's probably the first, just, what was surprising? That was probably the first one. What captured the energy in the room? I'd also welcome my other finance working group colleagues to comment on that. What captured the energy in the room? That's a good question. Leslie, do you have any thoughts on that?
You're assuming we had some energy in the room by then, because there's rather a lot of material to digest.
It was Sunday at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
It was Sunday at 5 o'clock, your time. I think some of the energy in the room was about trying to understand what this actually meant a bit more, and particularly in terms of the reported sum versus the actual sum. And I think Roloff has a good point on the non-financial elements. But there are some hard pound signs or dollar signs in real financial elements. And I think getting a better understanding of those, and particularly then having that informed by some ICANN information as well, captures some of the energy.
I would also say, just trying to get a sense of the nuance of the discussion here, because there's a hard facts and data that are here, but what is it really telling us? And to be nuanced about it, because there are some elements that are hard truths, and they may make us uncomfortable, and we had a lot of very reasonable dialogue about that. Those who can pay are, fundamentally, a couple of free riders aside, those who can are. and those who at this moment in time require the services, the data would show, are not currently in the position to make larger financial contributions. That can be a delicate discussion, and we had some really, I would say, constructive and positive discussion around that space, and that's where, you know, the end statement that I just made was, generally speaking, we were accepting of that model. And there was a lot of good dialogue, constructive dialogue, about what could be a sensitive issue on that one.
Okay, I had Kieran next, and then Sabine.
Hi, Kieran McCarthy, .next. I don't know whether I'm allowed to ask a question, but I'll, you know, I'll throw it in. You can ignore me if you like.
Everyone,
that hasn't stopped you before, has it?
No.
No. Anyone, you don't have to be a CCNSO member or even a CCTLT manager to be in this room, and you're all welcome to ask questions.
Oh, well, thank you very much. So I thought it was very interesting. I especially like the fact that there's actual figures attached to something coming out of the ICANN process, which doesn't normally happen. Rini stole effectively my much more interesting question, which was, what surprised you out of this? My much more boring question is, how did you come up with how much it cost the CCs to come to an ICANN meeting? How did you actually get to that figure?
So this would get into the survey methodology, and I think you came in just slightly after I talked about that a little bit, but this was a voluntary survey, so it's self-reported and voluntary, and as such there is a voluntary bias nature to it. There were 55 respondents, so 55 CCTLDs responded to this, I would say, very robust survey. To get to your specific question, it was a self-reported number. It was the CCs saying, I spend X attending a meeting. It didn't get into, for example, how many people do you send, but that's captured in that figure somehow. So that's how we got to those numbers. It's a self-reported number. I will say, just on balance, as we looked at ourselves around the working group and just did a finger in the wind, does this make any sense at all, knowing what we spend and others, there was a gut check to those numbers as well. It just also made sense.
Okay, thank you. I have Sabine and then Youngham.
Yes, Sabine Dolderup from DINIC. I have a little bit of question. When you're talking to the report and you're talking about 20% not paying, the 20% refers to 20% of those who answered. Am I correct?
Can you speak a little louder? I'm just having troubles hearing you up here.
I tried the mic. The question was, when you talk about 20% not paying, you talk about 20% of those who answered the survey. Am I right? So you're talking about 55, you're talking about roughly 11 or so. But supposedly that, let's say, you have roughly 200 not participating, 200 CCTLDs not participating in the survey, and let's say, using a little bit of psychology, do you know how much of those who really pay to ICANN are participating in the survey? So doesn't that expand the amount of those potentially not paying even more?
To be honest, I can't answer your specific question right here, right now. I believe that data is in the survey, and that's something that we will be getting to. At this point, we've looked at it from geographic region standpoint. I can tell you that we do over-index in Europe. And North America, I mean, there's only a few of us in that region. We're very well represented in Asia, and average indexed in South America and under-indexed in Africa. So that just gives you a sense of those 55 where they're breaking out. It doesn't answer your question, but I think given the data that we have, we can get to some of that, but I don't have it for you here today.
Byron, what's over-index? Is this a Canadian translation?
Needed.
Definition of over-index. In the survey, of all of the population of the survey, who from what geographic region participated. And for a given number of possible participants in Europe and North America, it was very high, whereas in Africa, for the given number of potential participants, we had a much lower turnout than was average. So if you look at the average, it's just above or below.
Thank you. So while the mic is going to Youngham, can I also ask a follow-on to that then? Is the survey going to remain open for hopefully additional people to inform that data?
My belief is that we're going to have a V1 of the survey so that the results, we want to be able to show these results consistently, but we also want to attract as many CCs to participate in this as possible. So we'll probably have a line in the sand where we have this initial survey, but we will then keep it open and it will be a separate data set so we can continue to enrich it and allow people to participate.
Excellent. Thank you. Youngham.
Yes, Youngham Lee, Doug here. Byron, I just wanted to ask you, you mentioned that the ICANN budget does not reflect our contribution to the regional organizations and our operating expenses and expenses that we spend to maintain our own registry. I'm just wondering if you have any rough idea of the maybe the percentage of our contribution to this part compared to our actual financial contributions to ICANN.
The short answer is no. We don't. This survey was meant to be sort of fundamentalist, I guess, in nature, that it was strictly about ICANN. I recognize, and I think it's a very important point for ICANN to recognize, that many CCs contribute mightily to their regional organizations, which are a key part of the ICANN ecosystem. This survey does not capture what happens out in the regional organizations, but I know a lot of time and money is spent there by this community in support of the ICANN process, and hopefully ICANN recognizes that.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions or comments, please? Patricia. Whilst the mic is travelling to you, can I pre-run Xavier then? If you're able to, Xavier, an update on the last issue would be helpful. And also, I'm then going to try and experiment with our bits of cards to ask you whether this area of work is of interest to your CCTRD, and if it is, whether you are able to support this going forward. Patricia.
Thank you. I have two comments. One is that, one about the 20% that seems to not contribute, ICANN publishes the contributions of individual CCTLDs, and for the last year that I could find, that was 2010, it lists some 70 CCTLDs contributing, so that would mean that about two-thirds of CCTLDs do not contribute to ICANN. And my other comment has nothing to do with the substance of the service, but more about the form. I personally hate online surveys where you have to sit in front of your computer without knowing how many questions there are, what they are about, and what kind of research you would have need to have done to be able to answer those questions. So in this case, I asked for a copy of all of the questions beforehand, and the committee, I guess, was kind enough to provide me with a document, which really was very helpful, because then I was able to gather all I needed before sitting down to answer the survey. I would suggest that in the future you make available the whole of the questions in addition to the online mechanism to actually answering, and perhaps you could get more people to reply that way.
That's a very fair and valid point. We did hear that early on because the survey was actually quite robust. Even those of us who run CCs, when you sat down to do it, myself included, you got to questions that you're like, I don't know the answer to that. But what we did do is make it an open survey so that you could go away and come back to it. It's if you didn't know an answer, you didn't have to complete it all in one shot, that you could reopen it and continue to fill it out. And that was our attempt at allowing people to go away and do the research.
Okay, thank you. Xavier, are you able to give us an update on the progress for the ICANN side of information for this, please?
Hello. Can you hear me okay? Hi, I'm Xavier Calvet, the CFO of ICANN. So you mentioned the third item. Byron, can you repeat, please, for everyone, including me, the third item in terms of description of how you want to receive the question and the answer?
The third bucket, the third thread of information was getting a clear understanding of ICANN's position on the expenses that ICANN incurs associated with the CCTLD community. And since Dakar and, before that even, we've been asking for some more detailed information, because in order to know where we need to head, we need to know what the final destination is, fundamentally.
So I'll make two general comments about on that specific subject. I think that the notion of details of costs is an answer to a question that we need to also make sure we're all understanding in the same manner. I think that the question is effectively who should contribute how to ICANN, and we know that today the very large majority of the ICANN funding comes from depend upon which organization you are. You call it registrar, registrars, and others call it the users, and so on. But I won't get in that debate now. What I would like to continue developing with the CCNSO executive team is the understanding of what model of analysis do we think is adequate to answer the question, which I think ultimately is how much should the CCTLDs contribute to ICANN finances. So I think I'm at the level of that question. I think the answer that has been in the past formulated by the CCNSO to that question is we need to understand the costs of ICANN. I think that we need to be able to formulate at the next level of detail what type of costs do we want. Do we want the costs of activities carried out? Do we want the costs at an extremely granular level? But how do we relate that to the activities that are carried out by ICANN? I think that to the point that you were making during the presentation, there's an extremely interesting slide in your presentation about what is the perceived functions of ICANN that are of value and or used by the CCTLDs. And that's, in my views, an extremely important element to take into account in order to come up with the answer. So that's a general statement about the actual nature and shape of the answer. Shape of the costs in financial information that we want to provide. The reason I'm mentioning that is because once we have said that, and I'll try to be short, once we have said that and defined it together how we want to formulate that, then we can have a path on coming up with the information. The issue that I'm having now is two different things, is making sure that we have a framework of definition of what we want to come up with, and then a path to get there. And while I'm, of course, working separately on the ICANN finance organization systems to get them to a level of performance that allows us to provide not only, of course, the CCNSO, but to provide the entire community with financial information that's adequate. I think the definition of what we want to provide and how we want to look at the costs of ICANN for the purpose of defining the contributions of the CCTLD is very important. So this is something I'm looking forward to working with the group on.
Good. Well, thank you very much for that, Xavier. We certainly have some ideas on it and look forward to discussing it in further detail. I think one of the things, an easy place to start, is on that very first chart that I flashed up that talked about what do we perceive we're actually getting, the one that falls off very steeply starting with the IANA function. And that gives you a sense of what do we think we're getting and, by extension to some degree, what are we willing to pay for, just as a starting point. Anyway, thank you very much. I know
we're really running out of time because we need to have a big navigation exercise to join the ICANN board. I'm sorry. Do you have a very quick question?
Of course. Dmitry Kochmanik.ua. I just want to clarify the point 3 about the financial and non-financial contributions. It can have double meaning. Either that there's some non-financial contributions that are non-accounted for, or even the financial contributions accounted for are less than the actual. So can you please clarify that? Because it seems like unclear. What do you mean?
I'm not sure that's a short answer, but I'll take a stab at it.
Does it can
financial contributions... Well, I guess in the end you could argue that they all come down to money because if I spend time, my time is worth something. But the way it was described in the survey is, do you make a hard financial contribution? Do you write a check for something like the voluntary contribution? But then we also talk about things like hosting this meeting where .cr is paying real hard dollars in a very meaningful way to support this ICANN meeting. And then non-financial contributions, which is probably time and effort and bandwidth, like making public comment, all of those types of things, which in the end are people and their time is worth something, so there is an underlying dollar value associated with that. And I think actually, you know, it's probably a good bookend that Roloff, in a sense, started with a comment on that nature, and that's good feedback, and maybe this is not appropriately placed, and we'll fine-tune this. But that's where we were going with the distinction between the two.
Okay, I'm panicking because we've got a long trek. Quick test of temperature with the cards. Are people interested in this area? Is it an area of interest to people? Is it worth continuing the work? I suspect I know what the answer is. I just wanted you to practice with the cards. Excellent. There's lots of greens. Okay. I can only see two oranges, and they appear to be from people who don't do money. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Now, listen, we need to go to our meeting with the ICANN board. Unfortunately, in spite of assurances, it's not far away. It is. It's actually at La Paz C, which is through the exhibition area and on the other side. We're due there at 10 and back here after coffee at 11 for the IANA update. Thank you.